Good evening, folks. And I've got a case of the hiccups, which would be nice if it stopped. Hang on. I'm going to drink some water. And hope that will stop sometime soon. But we had a good walk. We had a good solo walk. There were just a few little problems. Most of them, about 99.999% my fault. Because, oh yeah, I know you want a hug. Don't you, Jewels? But we're recording an audio booth for these people who aren't with us, so they can see what training's like. Don't lick the phone, you silly dog. Okay, anyway. So yeah, like I said, some things were just 99.9% my fault, and it's just a matter of getting to know how my dog works and following my dog. It was just one time I thought she was getting distracted at one point, and here she needed to go around something. Then there was a time I goofed up and forgot that we needed to turn left on an intersection. So, there was that time, but the rest of it was good. I forgot there was one more thing, but oh well, I forgot which one it was. We'll just try not to make the same mistake all over again. She's now resting at my feet. I cuddled with her for a while. She sat on my lap. She's been very good. We also went and I did laundry, which was a pain because in the beginning I couldn't find the laundry room. Oh, God, and I get into dangerous areas, so I didn't want to do that anymore. I thank Barb for helping me with the getting the right area down, and now I feel more comfortable healing her down there or working her down there in case I need to, because I was not going to work her down there when I had no chance in hell of figuring out where it was at the time. We had breakfast. We had fried eggs and bacon for breakfast, along with good cinnamon rolls. For lunch, we had Philly cheesesteak sub and white bean and Asiago soup, which was very good. And for dinner, we had chicken piccata with linguine, which was also very good, and some very good chocolate cookie dough ice cream. Tomorrow is going to be very hard. Reason being, we've got a longer route, which I don't mind, okay? I've done routes about as long as an hour. So, but, you know, it's one of these really twisty, turny affairs, though. And I already talked to my instructor about possibly recording the way that the route goes using Rev Recorder, so I can go over it before I run it solo on Wednesday. And this is just me, but I'm kind of glad for this because I can work their version of sidewalk lists too. But starting Thursday the day after we solo that route, that's going to be a downright pain in the keister. Is going to be freelance stuff, and we'll go to stores and do a bunch of different things that we could probably go, do and use. I might, at that time, depending on how my financial situation is, pick up another Brita, a Brita pitcher, a small one. Depending on what stores we go to, I'm just guessing here. You know, we could go through the malls, give us some more practice on me following the dog, just so that we, because, you know, everything's so new. We haven't been together a week. She's kind of worried me a couple times because she wouldn't one or two. And, you know, tonight, you know, she only two'd in the morning, but she wouldn't two at night. So, or at 5:30 park time. So that kind of worried me, but you know, she didn't won for a while either, and then she won finally at 5 o'clock, or 4:30 park time. Blah, blah, blah. So that happened, and that was cool. You know, she got praised for that, obviously. And we just watched a video about that, you know, that we can send out to our families and our workplaces and all that kind of stuff about coming home with a guide dog or coming to work with a guide dog, and what can be expected and what you should be doing, you know, the side public, you know, or the family can be doing to, you know, keep things going the right way and not to screw anything up. Now, in close on this boo, I figured I'd do this right now so I can, once after we get part time, I can get anything else I need to do done and get my ass to bed, because it's going to be one fuck of a long route tomorrow. But before I get off of this, and pardon me for the moving around here, because I have a book that I read this out of last night, but I want to replace the one of the words, lay down, Jill, one of the words in here, well, a name, basically, with another name. So this is a poem, excuse me. This is from Love in the Lead by, and it's from, the book is from Peter Putnam, but I'd like to, this is from Larry Ligon, originally did this. It says the dog, but I'm going to put Jewel's name in here because it's because it just makes sense. So in this case, Jewel is my shepherd, just what I want. She maketh me to rise early every morning. She leadeth me beside garbage cans and parking meters. She restoreth my freedom. She guideth me in the paths of safety for my life's sake. Yea, though I walk through the thunder of the railroad station and among the mongrels of Flagler Street, I will fear no evil, for she is with me. The creaker of her harness and the jingle of her collar, they comfort me. She prepareth a way before me in the presence of all confusion. She covereth my hand with affectionate licks and nibbles, and my love for her runneth over. Surely with affection and correction I shall follow her all the days of her life, and she will dwell in my heart forever. Amen! So, yeah. But yeah, that, my friends, is what sums it up right there. And I will make things work. I mean, this may be a real bear of a route, but we've conquered stuff that is pretty similar. And, you know, there is an area that we can't use because it's, you know, full of construction. So that's kind of what makes it a little more difficult this time. But that's why I insist on recording the route, so I can say, okay, Tuesday night, let's look at my recording. You know, we go this way, we cross this street, we go across this, then we cross this street and this street. Then we take six blocks here and go, you know, with five crossings. You know, we'll go through all that stuff tomorrow. And we'll do it, you know, with the instructor there behind us, telling us to keep tension on the harness handle and to, you know, follow our dog and all that, which, you know, I'm working like the very hellion I am sometimes doing that, because sometimes I think she gets a tiny, tiny, tiny bit distracted. Most of the time it's not that way, but she's kind of tired tonight. I can tell in my way. And let's see. And so, yeah, probably in the afternoon we'll record it. I'll have my phone out with me in my pocket so that I can go ahead and use Rev Recorder to record what I do when I get to the next corner and stuff. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and fold clothes, groom this dog, and take your OUT at 8 o'clock, and then it's time for me to fall into bed. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you on the next boo.